What we know about leaked U.S. draft plan to end Russia's Ukraine war. High-profile Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to quit Congress after Trump feud. Will Trump's no-show eclipse South Africa's G20 moment? India's blind women cricketers chase history at first T20 World Cup. Family of missing Colombians seek answers after U.S. strike on alleged drug boat. Five takeaways from Trump and Mamdani's surprisingly cordial meeting. Grizzly bear on loose after attacking school group in Canada. Injuring 11, at least 5 killed in Bangladesh earthquake. U.S. judge resigns after being disciplined for wearing Elvis wig in court. Anti-Hamas armed groups seek future role under Gaza peace plan. South Africa calls gender violence a national disaster after protests. Men posing as India central bank officials pull off 800,000 heist. Venezuela says opposition leader will become fugitive if she collects Nobel. Canadian man loses legal battle to reclaim $1 million stash. Gunmen abduct more than 200 pupils from Nigerian Catholic school. The Christian converts the U.S. is deporting back to Iran. Our babies were taken after biased parenting tests. Now we're fighting to get them back. Steve Rosenberg, Putin uncompromising as leaked plan reaches Moscow. Tracking buildup of U.S. military planes and warships near Venezuela. Russian envoy Kirill Dmitriev, Putin propagandist or key to peace with Ukraine. Australia is banning social media for kids under 16. How will it work? Scientists reveal what triggered Santorini earthquake swarm. Cuter and closer, raccoons may be on their way to becoming America's next pet. India's delayed action plan raises eyebrows at COP30 climate summit. BBC visits U.S.-led Gaza ceasefire monitoring center in Israel. Huge columns of smoke, BBC at the scene of fire at COP30. Watch, Chadwick Boseman posthumously honored with Hollywood star. Watch, Indonesia's Semeru volcano spews giant ash clouds as it erupts. Japan's largest urban fire in decades rips through 170 buildings. G20 leaders meet in South Africa seeking agreement. Despite U.S. boycott, COP30 climate summit deadlocked as EU rejects draft deal. Oil prices settle down at lowest in a month as U.S. seeks Russia-Ukraine peace deal. Trump signs proclamation to ease regulations on some coke oven processing plants. Florida Republicans oppose Trump offshore oil leasing plan. G20 envoys agree draft declaration despite U.S. boycott, sources say. G20 draft declaration defies U.S. with climate change references, source says. Analysis, China's largest U.S. soybean buy in 2 years buoys prices, triggers sales by struggling farmers. Brazil fears losing U.S. market share in instant coffee after Trump maintains tariffs. Gold prices stabilize after Williams signals a December rate cut. Judge in Google ad tech case seeks quick fix for web giants' monopolies. U.S. malls letting Nvidia sell H200 chips to China. Sources say fitness guru Susan Powder returns with documentary detailing her resilience. U.S. CFPB settles with Moneyline as enforcement activity winds down. Bill Ackman eyes IPO of hedge fund Pershing in early 2026, FT reports. Mamdani saying why utility Con Edison needs to cut rates. Lilly becomes first drug maker to hit $1 trillion valuation on weight loss demand. Fitch revises Howe's outlook to positive on improved earnings. Moody's changes Chevron Phillips chemical outlook to negative. DuPont outlook changed to stable by Moody's as debt leverage improves. Moody's affirms UK's AA3 rating ahead of budget. Trump tariff relief leaves 22 of Brazil shipments still subject to tariffs. U.S. wholesale inventories revised higher in August. Michigan consumer sentiment. Edges up slightly surpasses forecasts. Manufacturing PMI dips slightly remains in expansion territory. Canada. September retail sales down 0.7%, seen unchanged in October. Fed's Jefferson. AI-related stock gains unlikely to be dot-com boom. Replay. UK retail sales and consumer morale slide ahead of budget.